Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Failed earlier in the year, it was kind of hailed by the Spanish banking system as proof that foreign private equity was interested in the Spanish banking system, and it was seen as a kind of model that could be copied by other troubled cajas. Now, the fact that this hasn't proceeded, and that Mr. Flowers has said it won't for the foreseeable future, given the uncertainty in Spain, is a kind of worrying sign, isn't it?
Yeah, I really think it is. I mean, we had expected to see a lot more restructuring and acquisitions in the Caja space, and really that hasn't come through at all. And there is a serious worry now that we haven't seen sufficient arrears come through. There has been this sort of denial up to the very highest levels in Spain about how bad the problem really is among some of their regional banks. And this is indeed reflected in the decision by J.C. Flowers that it's just too risky a sector to enter at this stage, and it would need to have a lot more support and clarity and some kind of measures in place to, you know, clear out the bad loans and get a bit more confidence in there before anyone's going to want to go in there and buy anything.
And I think the market really is focused on Spain now. There's a sense that Ireland is a kind of lost cause to an extent in terms of the banks and private sector investment in those banks. And that now the real question is, what happens to Spain in the first quarter of next year? Is there a sense that the government and the Bank of Spain is committed to improving transparency, sorting things out, and actually kick-starting that supposed consolidation in the Caja sector, which hadn't happened until now in any meaningful way at all?
No, and it's really got to come from the government, and it needs a significant injection of funds to, you know, get this started. And we were talking to a very senior Spanish banker last week, and they were saying, you know, there just hasn't been that desire to rectify the problem. And, you know, changes have been made that would facilitate more acquisition or breaking up the cajas and, you know, finding a home for their deposits, winding down the loans. You know, that's all in place, but steps just haven't been taken